This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Spending weeks, even months at hospital for cancer treatment, it's never easy, especially if you're a child. And our guest this morning is Seton McEwen, part of a Sydney-based team who have built a robot called Icky, which is designed to make life easier for sick kids and their families through companion robot therapy. Good morning, Seton.
Good morning, guys. Thanks for having me.
Mate, the first thing I notice when I look at this robot is it kind of looks like an Australian native animal.
Yeah, so that was a bit of an intentional happy accident in that at the start of things, we wanted to get a bit of an Australian authentic identity going with it. So some of the sounds are also a bit of Australian native birds kind of tailored and tweaked. But then in terms of the form, one of the jump off points was a platypus, you know, being a native Australian. And that sort of is what the tail and the beak have kind of derived from. So, yeah, it's part of the mix of them and the mashup of the physical object.
For someone who's never heard about the Icky, it looks like a platypus, a native animal, but what is it actually doing?
So, Icky, I guess an easy, very quick description is it's a Fitbit crosser teddy bear in terms of what it does and what it is. So from the teddy bear side, it's there for a kid. It's an object, it's a companion that goes with them wherever they want. It's sort of like a best friend that sort of goes from home, hospital, school, other social activities throughout the family. Then the Fitbit side is where it does things like measure temperature. It reminds kids to take their medicine. It also tracks when they've taken their medicine and builds a log of that. It also has a breathing meditation style calming feature, so the kids can blow onto the face that's lit up in a gold color with the LEDs, and then as they blow onto it, it's sort of like a candle that goes out. And so playing with the regularity of that, they can slowly reduce their heart rate based on how they're breathing in and out.
Yeah.
There's a bunch of clinical functions that have been developed in partnership with Westmead about how we can actually really benefit kids and families in that setting. And then also there's a bit of design and object culture and industrial design in what a physical thing can bring to that overall experience.
Mm.
Yeah.
Amazing.
I'm kind of trying to figure out the genesis of the moment where you sat down and said, hey, we should design a robot for sick kids that can also be a companion. How did that conversation all come about?
Yeah, that's it's probably one of the most unique aspects of the project. So Colin and Clive, who are the two other guys with Icky Works, they actually approached me when they thought that they wanted to do something in that territory, but they had basically a lunchbox with some ping pong balls and a shopping bag and a few lights and a bit of a speaker thing. So Clive had tinkered away and played around with some electronics and made this thing that sort of squeaked and squawked when people came into the house, and it was almost like a canary or a cockatoo or something on the sideboard near the dining table. And Colin had come over for dinner one night and saw it and just thought, wow, that's amazing. Like, he sort of got really excited by this pretty ugly, pretty crude box of bits and pieces. And then I had been in touch with Clive years and years back at university, and he was when he was at biomedical engineering at New South, and I was doing industrial design. And I think that was sort of the go-to. I think I know someone who can design something, being myself, and so they got in touch, and then we sort of teased out the product.
Mm.
Yeah,
amazing, so good. What are some of the ways in which Icky is helping kids going through cancer treatment?
I think one of the biggest ones is delivering empowerment to the patient. So when they're young, they might not understand what is going on or the intricacies of what has to be done. And so it's a lot like a top-down situation where they're being told, you have to do this, you have to take the medicine, you have to have this test. And what Icky does is lets them engage in that process more and take ownership of it. So when it comes to medication time, we have a little fish tag that they can feed to Icky at the same time. And so it's sort of like a shared mutual experience.
Yeah.
So through that, it's not just, here's the medicine, ram it down your throat. It's more like, well, is Iki going to have their one first, or you want to have your one first? And so just shifting the or shifting the way that the experience is framed a little bit lets kids sort of engage and have some empowerment. For the parents, it also alleviates some of those issues or those sort of scenarios, so that, you know, it's not them having to convince the kids to go and do X, Y, and Z. It's sort of letting them hand over some responsibility or make it less difficult for them. It also, through tracking temperature and those regular sort of things that need to be carried out, it just takes some of the load off, basically, the family and the parents. And then for the clinicians, having a realistic and an unbiased and a totally clear-cut log of how their temperature was tracking, how they've been going with their medication, they can make real valid decisions about their treatment process based on what's actually going on. I think, you know, everybody, I when I do the trials, I'm useless. I don't take medicine on the right time, and I like I miss it every other day or something. So there's always something that gets in the way, but at least if you can see when and how, you might be able to address that, you know, medicine at 8 o'clock isn't working. Let's change it to this time and we'll get a better result.
Can you give us a demo of Iki speaking? And like, let's say if Iki wanted to say, hey, you got to check your temperature or something like that.
Yeah, sure. And so at the moment, it's sort of saying it's time to take your medicine. And
so you got a little bag here of little plastic fish.
Yes. Yeah. So these are the smart little fish that help us log what's going on. By feeding Iki the fish, that registers that you've taken your medicine. So that kind of is a bit of a gameplay with the kid and the parent. And so that's sort of how... And with the positive reinforcement and the happy messages and stuff like that. So it sort of is encouraging for young kids to participate. Yeah.
And if Iki needed to check your temperature?
You put it up to your forehead?
Yeah. So you use these two wing panels here.
Yeah.
Now it's looking for a temperature. And
I love it.
Now, for kids, is it robust? Like, can you drop it accidentally? And, you know, like, I mean, I say, you know, kids are pretty rough with their toys.
Yeah. So that's where we're heading. Is that robust thing? We have jokes that kids are more rigorous than military spec.
Yeah.
On products.
Yeah. So this is what you've got. Another, I mean, for those who can't see, you've got a second Iki here.
Yep.
And you said this is the new one you're working on?
Iki 2.0 or okay. Mark 2. Maybe.
So what's the difference?
The clearest difference is there's actually less parts in it. So in terms of robustness, there's less things to break, less things to go wrong.
Mm. Yep.
Also going for something that's pretty simple is just splitting Iki in the middle and having two tones. So you could have pink and green or yellow or yellow or blue, and sort of bringing more fun and more personalization into the product.
Oh, I love that. Yeah.
So there's that. And simplifying details around those wing areas where there's multiple components and materials, we're sort of going for a single large simple pad versus one in the middle of other pieces.
Yep.
Things that we will keep and update is stuff like the softer rubber belly. We're going to shift into the product, but hopefully have the entire product a bit more soft and pliable.
Mm.
So, yeah, there's still a fair bit of design work going on and development in terms of the way it feels and interacts. But, yeah.
That's awesome. Your lab, I know it's not a lab, I'm going to call it a lab, is based at Westmead. Am I getting that right?
So what we have is a partnership with Westmead Oncology.
Okay.
So they're the people who have been talking to from day one about how to do something useful and engage with them, and they're happy. We want to build a number of these to give to that ward and put them into there. Where we're actually now is in the CSIRO in Lindfield. So we've recently moved in there, and we're going to using and abusing their workshop of 3D printers and, you know, laser cutters, and using that as our makerspace to continue the development of Iki. So it's quite an exciting time. We're sort of moving into our own space with a lot of resources and things around us to keep the process and project running.
And what are your hopes for ICI? Where do you want to see this in 5 years' time?
I think the mission statement is one per sick kid, so one ICI for every sick kid. And I think we see it as the backbone of a shift in healthcare and companion therapy being something that's going to grow over the next 5 years, 5 to 10. You know, hospitals are already looking at how telemedicine and the digital age is able to reduce the physical footprint of hospitals and how healthcare can be more intimately linked with people. So I think ICI has a really great piece in that puzzle of how to transition from centralized healthcare centers to a broader, always aware and more intimate treatment sort of situation. So yeah, one for every sick kid would be great. And you know, I think there's other applications for having a device that offers the level of companionship and empowerment, and then also offers the level of clarity and transparency for any healthcare professional.
It kind of is a marriage of two ideas, isn't it? In the sense that, like, a dog is really great for a companion in a hospital and making you feel better mentally and emotionally.
Yeah.
But a dog can't take your temperature and remind you to take your medicine. And, you know, whereas what this thing does with the robotic side of things, if you've got a robot with a personality, you've kind of got a marriage of both.
Yeah.
Like, I kind of think of my dad in this situation and go, Dad was really determined to get a Fitbit tracker when he was in hospital with cancer because he just wanted to look after his own heart rate.
Yep.
And I think that's a conversation of empowerment, right? Mm. Dad's like, I just want to look after my own heart rate. I can do that with a Fitbit.
Yep.
They're like, well, you can't because it interferes with our equipment. It's not synced, you know, whereas this thing feels like it's synced to the hospital. And so you're allowed to have it in the hospital, but it's also got personality and a feel and a kind of an emotional attachment that's not a dog, you know, so you don't have to worry about dander and everything else, you know?
Yeah. And that's sort of definitely where...
Easy. Icky.
The other thing is, yeah, ICI has its own consciousness in a way that it will suddenly bleep or squeak. And, you know, driving in the car, if you hit a speed bump at enough force, it sort of does a squawk and you go, oh yeah, that was a bit much.
Nice.
That's so good.
Yeah, my wife laughs at me when I'm running down the stairs or running out the door and it's like squeaking and squawking as I'm running along. So they're fun bits of ICI, but... Yeah, back to that merging of two ideas, that's sort of at the core of the project and where we've been conscious of from day one. And that's what's driven it to be the thing that it is. It's not trying to talk like a Siri or something. It actually doesn't have to be a humanoid or a total just toy. And that merging of worlds is what's kind of unique about the product and the whole project. So, Very cool. Great to hear that coming from someone else that you can see that and grasp.
Mm. Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
Very perceptive.
Yeah. And we've been awake since 4 o'clock. If people want to find out more about ICI and how to get involved with the work that you're doing, where can they go?
They can go to our website, so ickiworks.com. Yeah, we've got a website there. We actually have a little T-shirt for sale, like a support ICI Works T-shirt.
Nice.
So if they wanted to do that, they could. Otherwise, you know, feedback's always good, and we're looking to do another trial with Westmead with more ICIs, so we'll be putting that together.
Seton and ICI as well, thank you for joining us on Hope Breakfast.
Thanks very much for having me.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.